bracing for severe weather. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Several south and southeastern states at risk today.
Tennessee, Kentucky, and then Alabama, Georgia should be kind of the centroid and down into the Florida panhandle. That'll be the kind of the main threat area.
Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Rich Thompson says there could be damaging winds and maybe tornadoes. Dozens of twisters ripped across the south yesterday from Texas to North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead. Workplace violence in South Carolina.
We have three people that have been shot. Including the suspect is one of those.
Anderson County Sheriff Chad McBride says a man thought to be an ex-employee of a pipe factory outside Greenville entered the business last night and started shooting. One of the victims was critically injured. The gunman then took his own life. They don't yet know why. As the world reels from the images of brutality from the Ukrainian city of Bucha, its president Volodymyr Zelensky demanding justice at the UN Security Council.
The Russian military and those who give them orders must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes in Ukraine. Anyone who has given criminal orders and carried them out on our people will be brought before the tribunal. It should be similar to the Nuremberg tribunals.
The United States sending another shipment of weapons to Ukraine.
The Pentagon announcing an additional $100 million in security assistance for Ukraine, including Javelin anti-tank missiles. And a source telling Fox News that the U.S., in coordination with the G7 and the EU, are about to announce an additional sweeping package of sanctions against Russia.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis holding up a Ukrainian flag from Bucha and condemning the massacre there. Early morning Dow futures portending another down day on Wall Street, trading down about 130 points. Asian stock markets closing lower Wednesday as well. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
That COVID compromise in the Senate hits a snag.
A bipartisan deal would repurpose $10 billion in COVID relief to increase vaccine production, therapeutics, and other pandemic mitigation tools.
It was negotiated in good faith. It should not be held hostage to extraneous, unrelated issues.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushing back on demands by top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell to include amendments, including on a public health order in place that limits immigration.
I think there'll have to be an amendment on Title 42 in order to move the bill.
The White House is urging fast passage, warning of a potential lapse in funding for some pandemic programs. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden is expected to announce today he's extending the moratorium on federal student loan payments until the end of August. They had been scheduled to restart May 1st. 43 million Americans owe the government $1.6 trillion. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll have an announcement today to take unprecedented action to deter migrants coming to Texas. The governor has already sent thousands of state troopers and National Guardsmen to the border over the last year. He now says he'll go even further after the Biden administration has announced it will end Title 42. Residents of a 60-unit apartment building in North Miami Beach, Florida, moving out in a hurry after being told their building is structurally unsafe. The city's mayor, Anthony Sori.
They've been working on the building for months. I think they thought they were going to be able to fix the structural issues. It's gotten to the point where they know they cannot fix them at this point, and they need to get everybody out of the building.
Building's owner is refunding April's rent and the security deposits, and they will put the former tenants up in a hotel for up to 3 days. A 60s heartthrob has died.
Go away, little girl.
Singer Bobby Rydell, who had dozens of hits in the early 60s, has died at his home in Pennsylvania just days shy of his 80th birthday. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.